Today is Tuesday, March 11th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is the day that we have no contact, but it's also National 311 Day, which is... I'm not really sure what that is. It's National Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day. Digger, I believe, is who we want to celebrate. Digger from Digger and T-Wiggles. National Promposal Day. National Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. I feel like we had some waffle like that when we were in Belgium. He was like, oh, it's a brand new Belgium type waffle. And Mark was like, bullshit. Somebody just decided to... Mark did not enjoy the food tour in Belgium. He didn't think there were enough stops. He didn't think the food quantity was enough at each stop. He didn't think the variety of food was... I was okay with it, but he did not like it. It's also National Worship of Tools Day. I don't worship tools, but I'm becoming that man, that 46-year-old man who's like, oh, buying tools is fun. And lastly, it's National Johnny Appleseed Day. I don't like apples, but I am thinking about possibly planting an apple tree or two in our backyard. But I don't know. We want to plant some sort of fruit, and Mark likes fruit, you know, being from a tropical. I understand that apples are not really tropical, but being from a tropical country, he likes fruit. And he was saying we should plant some fruit trees. But the problem is we live in Northwest Arkansas, which is not a tropical climate. And so I was trying to think, well, what fruit could we? Pears, apples, probably plums, possibly peaches, but I don't think we could do like lemons or oranges or tangerine. Yeah, maybe tangerines, but... citrus. I don't think we can do citrus. Now, I am thinking of growing a garden this summer, and I think we could do cantaloupes for sure. Cantaloupes, honeydew, and watermelon. I like none of that. but it is something I could grow, right? I mean, what I want to grow, which takes up so much room, and I don't know. That's kind of like a news item. Da 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 da. Breaking news. This just in from the Geeky Gay news desk. I don't have that. I don't think I have that sound effect. Let me see if I have that. You know what? I'm just gonna look. I think I have the mix minus. Let's see. Nope. No, I don't. Nope. 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 That's an oldie. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Mike's.
Nope. Nope. That's the more you know. Nope. Nope. I can't see them. They're kind of far away. No, I thought I had another. No, but that's good to know I have. I didn't know I had that. Nope. Yeah, I do not have it. I was like going through, I don't know, breaking. I don't even remember what the breaking news is now, folks. Oh my God, it's breaking news. I am going to plant a garden in the summer. There you go. That's the breaking news. I think. And I think I'm going to hire a landscaper to do some minimal stuff. Minimal. So the other thing that we did on the weekend. Just going because I'm recording this back to back from yesterday's show, so I know kind of where I parked my bike, and I was talking about the weekend. So we planted the tree, and it inspired me. I was like, you know, we just have this huge empty backyard. And we've been waiting because we can't get a design or we can't decide what we want to do. And I said, I have an idea. Are you opposed to it? And I would like to, I used to grow a garden when I was a kid. And he's like, you want to do something else? He's like, you're one of the busiest people I know and you want to do something else. But I think I can do it in a way. I think I can do crops that are fairly easy to care for. I want to do a raised bed. So hopefully weeds won't grow and the grass won't grow into it and like rabbits or gophers or whatever, like it'll be raised up. And then the planting part and the installing everything will take a while, but I think I'm going to put, I would put a watering system and put it on a timer. So I believe it wouldn't take, you know, maybe half an hour before dinner, just walking out there, strolling and, you know, picking a few ripe things and going, oh, I need to use these. Like Martha Stewart, I think it would be fine. So I'm thinking, but along with that came up a little bit of a design. We have just a huge ass backyard. And I don't like our grass. I'm just going to say it. It's too thick. It's whatever kind of grass it is, it is just too, like, and walking in it is not comfortable. It's not soft. Like, I just don't enjoy it. And when I was growing up, I loved our grass. It was soft, and it wasn't this thin, sharp blades that, you know, prickle and poke your feet when you're walking. It was, I think it was St. Augustine. And maybe other people hate St. Augustine, but why am I playing the mix exit music? I don't know. I was on the wrong pad. So, I don't know. I think I liked St. Augustine. It was just really thick St. Augustine. It was super soft and fun to walk in, I remember. But this crap we've got here, I don't like. So, we never go out in our yard. I mean, not that there's anything out there at the moment. There's nothing to do other than mow. We just walk out in the middle of the lawn and there's nothing. It's just empty. So I want to put some, and I found online that you can buy raised bed kits. So you don't have to do the cutting and all that stuff yourself. It all comes the right sizes and you just have to put it together. And we already know one corner has the tree my parents gave us. The other corner needs to have a tree. And we know we want some sort of landscaping around the trees. Some, you know, flower bed situation around the trees. And then I want the raised garden beds in the middle. And I would like all that to have gravel underneath it and not grass. And then I would like a path that goes from our patio to that area, because that's all the way in the back of the yard. It's a pretty long yard. It's a very rectangular yard. And then I was thinking on the sides of the path, we could either have another flower bed or we could plant bushes or trees. And then, you know, we need some kind of sitting area somewhere. So there are other things we could do. And Mark's like, yeah, I'm okay. He's like, I'd like to see a drawing of it, but if you... And so I'm thinking I'm just going to go to Yards End and pay them for a backyard plan. Tell ChatGPT what I just told you guys and have her make it into a more presentable design and then get them to draw it up and 3D model it. And I'm going to pay someone to dig the path and the rectangular area for the raised garden beds and to put in gravel. Or whatever we decide to do, you know, because then I think we will actually go out there more at some point we may put something in the middle where we dig even more out and put, you know, some sort of, I don't know, fire pit or something, who knows, but that's, at least it gets us started, right? And so this is one of those things that I'm just going to pull the trigger on. So I was thinking about that, and Mark was booking flights because we're trying to nail down all of our trips. So he booked the flights. I want to say he booked the flights to Scotland and the flights to Florida for our cruise. So we have a lot of trips coming up. So in our cruise is coming up in May. And then that's going to be a really quick jaunt down to Florida. And then in June, we have Pokemon Go Fest in New Jersey, but we're flying into New York. And then a couple of weeks later, we have our Boyfiversary trip that we always do every summer that we're doing to Scotland. And then we also have the Switzerland trip for Mark's birthday in September. But also, Daniel and I are going to do something together. So I'm hoping, if Big Fatty will have us, that Daniel and I can do a little road trip in September. Go see Big Fatty. Go see the Carolina Cheese and Provisions. And I don't know. Whoever else might live in the... We only saw Fatty last time, but maybe we could see other people, like Gay Country West. I don't know. We could just make a little loop out of it and see more people, but I don't know. We'll see. We will see what we can do, but I'm excited about it. And so we have a lot of trips. And Mark has more than me. He's going to be in the Philippines for a month. But so that's kind of wrapping up the weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.